Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. You know, thinking about today's show and what's going on with COVID-19 and everything else going on in our community, I thought, boy, it'd be a great time to kind of talk about the body and the mind for youth sport people, for the parents, the grandparents, for kids that are trying to get back to participating. And I talked to a woman that I worked out with at Nine Round, and she works for a mental health hospital here in Milwaukee. And I said, hey, you must be really busy. And she said, beyond belief. And it's one of the untold stories of what's going on in our world right now. And kids that, you know, have been taken out of their everyday routine are struggling with a number of issues. And so I call my brother, Tim, who is involved with this in Florida a little bit. And he said, you know what, I could come on, but I've got a guy. I've got a guy that I would highly recommend if you want to talk about that part of it. And he is Dr. Jeff Peel, and he is with FPA Performance down in Florida. And I got a chance to talk to this young man for quite a while yesterday. Very, very impressed with him. Dr. Peel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. So before we get going, people understand that he did graduate from Michigan. He is a Michigan. Well, he decided to get out of Florida for a couple of years and see if he was tough enough to do the winters in the Midwest. He was not. So right back to Florida he went. And Jeff, I got a chance to talk to Rose a little bit last night. Your mom and dad are very proud of you, by the way. So
good to hear that. I'm glad you were allowed to have me on.
Yeah, you bet. Let's kind of get into this because we're only going to be able to have you on for a segment. When it surprised me a little bit when this woman that I was talking to said, look, I'm talking to a lot of kids, you know, grade school and into high school that are struggling with a number of issues. And she had talked about depression and she talked about some eating disorders. And my fear is that as the adult in the room, we're not looking at the signs, and we need to do a better job of identifying how our kids are doing with all of the changes in their world.
Well, yeah, and I think I've been seeing this a lot. I've switched mostly to working with my clients online, and I've had a lot of parents say, you know, my kids are just always on edge. They're always really grumpy. They're always really irritable. And people don't realize this is actually a sign of depression, that kids don't have that stereotyped version of depression that we think of, which, you know, being sad, always in bed, crying a lot. A lot of times for kids and teens, you'll see it. They'll just put it out there. It'll be irritability. They'll snap back. They'll have disruptive behavior more often. And so I think those are the major things we're seeing with kids right now, with how much their lives have changed.
You know, as we talk to Dr. Jeff Peel, FPAperformance.com. So I would recommend to go to this website, and it's Family Psychology Associates. But go to the website again, FPAperformance.com, and go to that blog post. There's a number of blogs that I read this morning, staying positive with creative outlets, how to cope with anxiety about the C, and we crave connection. Staying connected is really important. And as we talked yesterday, Jeff, we had talked about, look, not only are these kids out of their routine when it comes to going to school and seeing their friends, but then this is a youth sports show, and they're the things that they're used to doing, going to play Little League Baseball right now, going to play soccer, getting out of the playground with their friends to play a little basketball, has been taken away for the most part, starting to come back a little bit right now. But I would think that all of that combined with not seeing their friends in school has put these kids in a whole different mindset.
Well, yeah, like you said, especially for the young athletes who are used to going from practice to practice. I mean, the teenagers usually have practice every single day of the week if you're in high school. So that's a major social outlet. That's where they build these relationships, these friendships. they've gone from seeing these friends every day or twice a week to really, you know, in a lot of cases, not being able to see any friends at all. And I don't think that Snapchat or texting is a good replacement for that face-to-face interaction that we get with sports.
Hey, Dr. Peel, you know, with that, they're sitting at home. They might be getting homework, or they're not getting homework, and they're able to spend a lot of time, you know, playing games or doing video games, stuff like that. How much of the non-activity, how much not getting out and getting a run in or going on the playground or going to practice, the activity part of it has to do with the mindset as well?
Well, you know, I fully believe, and I think there's you know, mountains of research to back it up, that the mind and body are just completely connected. So when you're used to training and working out and, you know, performing at a high level, and you go from that to mostly being stuck at home. I mean, all practices, at least here in Florida, have been canceled for the past 3 months. They're starting to open back up. But that really does increase your susceptibility to anxiety and depression. And exercise is also the best medicine for depression. It actually has been shown to be just as effective in some cases as antidepressant medication, to just get out there and run for 30 minutes.
We're talking to Dr. Jeff Peel. He, again, fpaperformance.com. If you want to go and take a look at some of the things that they do. Hey, Jeff, you do a lot in sports psychology, correct?
Yes.
And so the last few months, that part of your business probably slowed way down, correct?
Yeah, I mean, most of the kids' seasons were canceled. They weren't able to go to practice. And so we've refocused more on just kind of treating kids where they're at, dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety, and the parents struggle with managing some of those symptoms.
Hey, let me ask you this. How hard has this been doing everything you do online or through Zoom meetings, things like that? Because I would assume in your business, you want to be able to look the people in the eye, correct, and get a feel for their body language and how they're interacting with each other. Has this been a difficult transition for you?
You know, I thought it was going to be more difficult, but for the teenagers, they're already pros at it. They're used to having video chats. They're used to talking with their friends, you know, outside of school, sometimes to their parents' chagrin till 2-3 in the morning. So I think they've actually responded pretty well and have had pretty good success. But with younger kids, it's a little bit harder just to maintain their attention on this tiny little box that I'm, you know, coming to them on. So it's been mixed results, I'd say.
Hey, wait, and again, this is our youth sports show, and normally we're talking, Dr. Peel, we're talking to youth programs, everything from baseball, basketball, football, to soccer and lacrosse and dance. And it's interesting, I coached high school basketball for a long time, and the parents, I think, have changed a little bit over the years. I think the kids have changed a little bit over the years. But as coaches, we continue to get older, and maybe it's us that's changing. But how much do you see the pressure on the kids to perform at a high level? Does it come from inside of them, or does it come from outside? Does it come from the parents and the aunts and the uncles? When you talk to kids about feeling that kind of pressure to perform, where is that coming from for them?
Well, I think there's a couple factors here. The first one is a lot of for really high performing athletes, and, you know, we're talking about high schoolers looking for college scholarships at this point. If they're at that level, a lot of the pressure comes from within. They felt that just their personality is kind of perfectionistic. I need to be the best, and that's what's needed. I mean, if you've watched The Last Dance with Jordan, I mean, he's an extreme version of that personality, but he just always wanted to be the best. So he put a lot of internal pressure on himself. So at that level, the kids are putting a lot of pressure on themselves. But there is some aspect of either direct or maybe implied pressure from parents, where kids are worried about disappointing parents, like if they don't do well or if they don't win. And that can cause a lot of, you know, it can lead to performance anxiety, which is what I spend a lot of my time working on with athletes right now.
Hey, Dr. Peel, do you recommend that, and again, as an ex-high school basketball coach, I always liked kids that played multiple sports. I loved having a kid that came out of football, it would take me a couple of weeks to get his body, and it's a whole different training and what his body needs to do to get up and down the court. But if I had a kid that had enough courage and guts to go 4th-and-1 on the goal line with 10 seconds to go in the game to win a game, he certainly can step up and hit a free throw for me, is how I always thought. And I know on your website, I read one of the blogs that it was, the name of the blog was Burnout, a Common Issue with Athletics. And I'm wondering, do you have conversations with parents and kids about playing multiple sports when you're in grade school and high school rather than focusing in on one?
Yeah, it comes up a lot. And I think that recently, just in the past decade or so, we've really taken more of that a Tiger Woods approach. You know, Tiger Woods, his dad got him out golfing, you know, from a very, very early age, and that's what he focused all the time on. And obviously, he was extremely successful in his sport. But typically, most athletes that have risen to the top level, you know, they've played multiple sports. LeBron James was actually a prolific football player in high school. And I think there's a lot of benefits as far as learning flexibility mentally, just being able to challenge themselves. And there's a lot of issues with overtraining the body that comes with just focusing on one sport. You're working your muscles and tendons in the same way repeatedly, whereas in different sports, you tend to work out your body differently. So I think you grow your entire body in a much more balanced way if you're doing multiple sports.
You know, Dr. Peel, it's really interesting to me because years ago, it was all about getting your body 100% ready to perform at the highest level. Well, whether it's, you know, eating correctly. And in fact, the last three segments of today's show, we're going to be talking to Trey Triplett. And he is a former linebacker at LSU, and he's now a certified nutritionalist, and he started a company called 3Natural Bio-Nutrition. And so we talk about making sure that the body is ready to perform at 7 o'clock on a Friday night, and what does it take to get there? But I think recently, within the last 10 or 15 years, we've talked as much about the mind part of it, and I think that that goes certainly right to what you do for a living and how important it is for guys like you. And our kids need to understand it's just not the body that we need to have ready to perform at 7 o'clock on a Friday, but it's your mind as well.
Yeah, and I think that with any sport, like what always comes up for me is people kind of, I was a cross-country runner in high school, and people will kind of make fun of running. It's just, you know, you're just running. But running is actually one of the most mental sports. You are in a constant battle with yourself. Your brain is telling you, please slow down. There's nobody chasing you. It's okay. Let up a little bit. And you have to fight that. Marathon runners especially, I mean, the self, like the pain that they endure is completely mental. It's not physical at all at that point.
Well, boy, it's just, it's interesting. There's a lot of information out there as a coach, as a parent, as a grandparent, as an aunt or an uncle, and understand that part of it. And more now, I think today than ever, we certainly need to reach out to guys like Dr. Jeff Peel and the people at Family Psychology Associates. I think it's really important to go to their website. And I don't know, and we've discussed this yesterday, Dr. Jeff, that it can people from Wisconsin reach out to you, and they can, but we're not sure exactly if they could become a client of yours. But go to FPA. Again, it's Family Psychology Associates, FPAperformance.com, and take a look at some of the information that they have on their resource page and their blog page. Really interesting reads when you go to the blog page for a lot of things that were going on with right now with everything that we have going on. And I really appreciate your time today, young man. I really do. And the fact that, you know, you are working with families and a lot of student athletes down in the Florida area to make sure that they're performing and they're taking care of their business in the classroom. I just think what you guys do is excellent, and I really commend you. Not bad for a Michigan boy, guy. You know, going to the, from the big house back to Florida, you don't miss the winters, do you?
No, I definitely do not. Nobody, when I moved up there, nobody had told me that they actually last forever, that they're still there in April, 40 degrees.
Hey, you know what? This morning it was 49 degrees here in Milwaukee, and it's beautiful, sunny, and man, a ton of people walking in shorts. ton of them. You know, a couple guys getting ready to go play golf at 49 degrees. You can't beat it. Dr. Jeff, thank you. And if it's okay with you, I'd love to be able to reach out to you as our sports get back and once our high school seasons get back, because I'd like to have another conversation with you about, look, when you've had a 3 or 4 month layoff academically and athletically, how difficult will it be for these kids to get right back on that horse and get going again? And if it's okay with you, I'd love to be able to reach back out to you at that point to get some information from you on that.
Of course. Anytime, Mike. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate the time.
You bet. Again, Dr. Jeff Peel, you can go to fpaperformance.com. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Trey Triplett, the number three natural bio-nutrition, and he's the founder of this company. He was a linebacker at LSU, and he's doing really good work, and he truly believes that not only the mind part, but the nutritional side, especially for kids playing new sports, is really important. We'll talk to him on the other side. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. As we talked about the last segment, you know, with what's going on in our world, to talk to our kids, not only at the youth sports level, but the high school level, to talk to parents and grandparents, coaches, administrators about the mind and the body. You know, I think it's really important. After talking to Dr. Jeff Peel, you know, he said, look, there's some depression that's setting in with kids now because they're staying at home a lot. They're not getting out on the field or the court. They're not getting in the classroom and seeing their friends. And the timing on this to have our next guest on for the next three segments is really good. Let me give you some information on him. Former linebacker at LSU. He is a Tiger. And he is the founder of a company called 3 Natural Bio-Nutrition. And I had a chance to talk to him a couple of times. And this guy is about as sharp a young man as I've talked to in a long time. And as we're talking to Trey, you can go to his website, 3naturalbionutrition.com, the number 3naturalbionutrition.com, to get more information on what we're talking about. Trey Triplett, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Meg. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot for getting up bright and early out in California, man. I got you out of bed. Did you get that cup of coffee we talked about?
I got some coffee and some oatmeal.
There you go. That's perfect. You're ready to go for the day. Hey, Trey, before we get into why and how you started this company and some of the things that you guys offer and the information that you can pass along to our listeners about how important nutrition is to kids, the student athletes at a young age, can we talk a little bit about your background and how you ended up going to LSU and talking about playing football? Did you grow up in California, correct?
Correct. So I was born in Houston, Texas. I got a lot of family in Houston, Texas, and in Virginia on the East Coast. But between five and six, we moved to San Diego. Right around that time, around 85, 86, my dad was in construction business. And right around the time the oil markets went down in Texas. And so, you know, both my parents were out of jobs, and my mom got an offer from a company called Roar in San Diego. And so we were on the first thing smoking out to California.
And so being a young kid going, that's a culture shock a little bit, right?
You know, it is a little bit, but, you know, I was at such a young age, and at that age, you tend to make friends fairly easy. If I had been maybe another 5 years, I would say like 10 or 12, it probably would have been a lot bigger adjustment for me. But, you know, I was 5 going on 6. You know, I've always been very kind of independent in the sense I'm an only child. So I've always kind of been kind of resourceful and kind of independent in that regard. So it was a fairly smooth transition for me. I just missed my family. That's all.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, and how did you end up? You were a walk-on at LSU, and obviously Sam, the producer back at the radio station, when we went to a break, he said, just so you know, man, I've been an LSU fan now for a while, and this is great that you got an LSU Tiger on the show. I'm wondering how you made your way to LSU.
Well, I was getting some interest from some schools out west. Utah was kind of the one that was pushing hard on me, and I was looking at going to Utah. But, you know, I guess the competitive spirit in me around that time, I was wanting, you know, I wanted to compete against the best. And in my opinion, at that point in time, the SEC was the premier division. It was where all the best competition was at that point in time, I guess, on a whole. And so my dad and I, we were doing some recruiting on our own in addition to, you know, what was being done at the school for me. So we were hitting the road. My dad and I got in the road, went to schools in Texas and Louisiana and some other places, dropped off tapes. See, that was back in the day when you actually had to drop off of actual VHS tape.
Okay? Oh, I know those days. You bet.
Okay, so I got the offer to walk on at LSU, did that, earned a spot in the team and kind of went from there. But it was just more of an internal kind of a challenge, one to just go up against what I considered the best at that point in time.
Hey, Trey, you know, we just talked to this Dr. Jeff Peel about the mindset with kids nowadays, but I've got to tell you, the idea of getting in the car with your dad and driving around the country to different schools to figure out what was the best fit for you, what a great experience that had to be for you and especially for him to hang out with his son when you're a junior or senior in high school to get in the car and say, okay, here's where, let's map this thing out. Let's figure out what's best for you. I would assume that you guys had some great conversations on that drive.
Oh, it was a great time for me. It was a learning experience. You know, it really furthered my understanding of kind of controlling your own destiny and making the most out of your situation and putting the ball in your hands, you know, to score, so to speak.
Yes.
So it's really, really great. We got to talk about a bunch of different things, saw some different places around the country, and, you know, ultimately, you know, had a good experience out of it.
Trey, was your father an athlete as well?
No, actually, my father was a band. He played in the band in high school. He didn't play sports at all in high school. He was a band guy.
So, you know, one of the things that we deal with, and I promise our listeners for the last two segments that we are going to talk specifically about three natural bio-nutrition and the importance of eating correctly if you want to perform at a high level. I guarantee we will do that. We're also going to promote a book that Trey has written and a way that you can get involved with some of the things that he does. But I thought this first segment, I wanted to kind of get the background a little bit, and this is a youth sports show. I'm interested to know what he was like coming to watch you play. If he had never, you know, got between the white lines, was he a parent that was fairly quiet because he had never done that before? Or was he a guy that got after you a little bit?
You know, it was a little bit of both. In public, you know, my dad was very reserved, kind of very, very cordial. But when it was him and I, you know,
yeah.
My dad was pretty tough on me. And I thank him for that. As I got old, I didn't understand why at that point in time. I didn't really get it. But as I got older and started seeing some things and experiencing things, I understood why he was that way. But my dad was really tough. He stayed on me about everything. I mean, he was the type of, I couldn't sleep in on Saturday. That wasn't an option. There was no sleeping in.
Nope.
None of that was going on. I was always active. I couldn't sit around the house. I had to be doing something, sports, school, something productive. He was that type of father.
Hey Trey, my dad's been gone a long time. But we grew up, I grew up six of us in an Irish, you know, Catholic home on the east side of Milwaukee. And the worst word in the English language to my father was lazy. Don't ever let him call you lazy. And it sounds like your dad and my dad, man, they're kind of similar.
Very much so. And my dad's word was, I can't. He never liked to hear me say, I can't. If I said I can't do something, he would be all over me.
Well, he's got to be proud now because this company, and I'm on your website, I've been on your website a lot for the last 2 weeks, knowing that we were going to be doing this conversation. And I can tell you that he is showing all his buddies, or he's already told everybody, look at this company that my son has started. He's the founder of it. Again, as we're talking about this, number of ways you can get information on Trey, it's Trey Triplett, and he is a certified nutritionalist, and it's 3naturalbionutrition.com. Before we get to a break, Trey, can you kind of tip us off as far as some of the things we're going to talk about the next two segments when it comes to kids and playing youth sports and thinking that you want to get to that next level, the importance of a good, solid nutritional program?
For sure. So we're going to touch on just the, like getting your foundation up under you, understanding how to read nutrition facts, preparation, the importance of sleep, quality hydration, and really building those foundational kind of key points to put your body in a position to do the things that you want it to do. A lot of what goes into recruiting is your physical stature. Truth be told, a lot of recruiting is not what you do on the field. It's these camps and different showcases and how you present yourself. And do you have a D1 body? And are you able to compete at that higher level with the guys where everybody's athletic, everybody's got size, everybody's got a talent? And so we're going to touch on that and just kind of get to some basics as far as what these young men and women can do at this point in their lives to put themselves in a position to develop healthy eating habits and solid nutrition kind of protocol.
Hey, so he is Trey Triplett. Again, former Division I linebacker at LSU. He's the founder of 3 Natural Bionutrition, and he's an author. Had I told you 5 years ago I was going to be able to introduce you as an author, Trey, what would you have said?
I would have said you're crazy.
Yeah.
I would have never thought I'm crazy.
That's awesome. In fact, this book, it was nominated for the 2020 Reader's Choice Awards. It's 123 Performance Nutrition Program. And I found it on smashwords.com. Smashwords.com. And it's on sale right now. Price was $14.99. It's down to $11.99 with a coupon. Go to smashwords.com and you can find this. Just Google Trey Triplett. It's T-R-I-P-L-E-T-T-E. Trey Triplett and 123 Performance Nutrition Program. Got a lot of really good information on that. For kids 13, for high performance athletes age 13 and older. Now, your kids don't have to be athletes to get really great information on this book. Because if they're in the band like Trey's dad was, or they're just high-performance students, this book is going to really help them as well. And so take a look at that, and we'll continue our conversation. Again, he's a certified nutritionist. He is Trey Triplett. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Never thought we'd be playing the LSU fight song on this show. Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. I'm Mike McGivern. We are joined, former linebacker at LSU. Did you recognize that song, by the way, Trey?
Of course I did.
Yeah, Sam wasn't sure. He said, I don't know, man. I don't know. I said, no, he's heard that song 100 times. He's Trey Triplett, certified nutritionist. The number 3, naturalbionutrition.com is the website. And do me a favor, when you go to the website, make sure that you've got 10 or 15 minutes that you can stay, because you're not going to pop in and out of this thing. This has got so much good information. If you are a parent, a grandparent, a coach, an administrator, or if you're a 14, 15-year-old kid that is interested in making sure that you're ready to perform at a high level, this is the website that I need you to go to. You know, write it down or call me at the office, next week, and I'll get you this information. The number 3, it's naturalbionutrition.com. And then look at all the different things they do. Look at the analytics. Take a look at the history of this company and how and why Trey started this company. And then take a look at all the different people and organizations that they work with. And it's a relatively new company. When did you start this, Trey?
August of 2016.
Man, so not yet 5 years old. And things are going well for you, right?
Yeah, I would like to think so. We've made a lot of progress since we started, developed a lot of relationships, helped a lot of young men and women, athletes and adults as well. So we're steadily trying to get better each and every day.
You know, you can find them on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. You can find them pretty much everywhere. And when you go to that main menu, there's a team in Game Day Solutions that I thought was really interesting. Coach IQ, interactive nutrition app. There's a lot of ways that you can get involved Even though he's in California, man, in today's world, everything is right next door. It's a click. And you can get involved and get some information from Trey on what they do. Again, Three Natural Bio Nutrition. Trey, let's talk a little bit about when you're working and you're putting these programs together and thinking about kids that, and we're going to start with those young age kids, 13, 14, 15. What are some of the mistakes that the kids at that age right now are doing when it comes to nutrition?
Well, you know, and here's one of I'm very careful about how I communicate with young men and women, because I don't ever want to make it seem like I'm placing blame on them or placing fault. So I wouldn't necessarily say they're mistakes. I would just say there's different things that they're not taking advantage of, because, you know, learning how to eat doesn't come with instructions, okay? It just doesn't. That's not, we're not taught how to eat for performance, how to eat for health. The main thing I see with young women and men that age group is they just don't eat. And when they do eat, we're eating, you know, french fries and pizza. We're not eating anything that's going to help us develop and get to a position where we're, say, D1 ready, or we're putting on a lot of lean muscle mass, or we're, you know, helping increase our endurance. We're not eating and not eating nutrient-dense foods. Drinking enough water, that's another big thing. If I could kind of single the two biggest things out, it'd just be not drinking enough water and not eating enough, okay? And then when you do eat, you know, eating sandwiches, pizza, hot dogs, you know, chicken Cheetos. Tenders, things like that, that are not providing any, you know, nutrient value for us to help us get where we want to be.
You know, and reading the philosophy and the mission statement of Trey's company, again, Three Natural Bio Nutrition, it really interesting. What jumped off the page at me, and we talk about this as coaches, when we talk about, you know, you need to analyze your diet and your lifestyle factors. And when you talk about, you know, trying to recover, you know, after a tough game or a tough workout, or you're in the weight room, you know, you're trying to optimize your performance, your recovery, your training, health, and quality of life. You know, it's like, and I love this line, it's like taking a selfie from the inside. And I watched that video on your website, and it's about a 4-minute video that really capitalized exactly what you guys are doing. And that line, like taking a selfie from the inside, I think, Trey, just kind of tells you, you know, everything that you guys are trying to do. And I really appreciate that video. It was really well done. And I thought it had some points that really drove home to me as a grandfather and an ex-coach that maybe I didn't do a good enough job with some of the kids that I worked with over the years. This is relatively new stuff that at least in at least for me, it is, Trey. And I'm wondering where you got so excited to get involved in the interest level to help student athletes become, you know, better student athletes. Where did that come from for you?
You know, it came from wanting to see these young men be able to put themselves in a position to where they can, you know, do what they want in life, whether it be, you know, go professional or just go on to other things in life. You know, there's a lot of focus on practice, a lot of focus on training, you know, you name it, but there's not a lot of focus on nutrition and then what's called active recovery. You know, the same energy and resources and time that you put into your weightlifting and practicing and gameplay, the same energy, time, and resource needs to be put behind your nutrition and also your active recovery. The name of the game is to be able to compete at a high level, do it for a long time, recover, and do it all over again. In order to do that, you've got to feed your body the right fuel and able to do those things. So, you know, the recruiting game has changed a lot since I was in high school going into college. It used to be a lot of, okay, can you play ball? You know, are you making plays on the field? Okay. You know, truth be told, that's not really what it's about these days. It's more about height and weight and stats. Okay. What do you project to be? I've seen a lot of guys that can play lights out on the field. They may not have the typical height. They may not have a typical weight. And so another guy who maybe is not as skilled at that point in time will get offers and will get his opportunity to play at the next level. So I kind of want to even the playing field in that sense and give the guys who have the talent and have the ability, the raw ability, to put themselves in a position to where now they can get these same looks as these other guys. And a lot of that has to do with what you put in your body. And like I say, nobody's taught how to eat. I didn't learn how to eat until I was in my late 20s. A lot of us are just winging it because we're young. We have metabolism. And we're not really putting ourselves in an advantageous position to be where we want to be as far as in the sports is concerned.
Hey, Trey, that idea of giving back, to obviously athletics is really important in your life and has done a nice job of getting you prepared to be the founder of this company, to be an author, to all the things that you're doing right now. But that idea of giving back so that some of the younger kids can maybe do some of the things that you were able to do, where did that servant leadership part of your heart, where did that come from?
You know, I guess it's just my upbringing. You know, I was, you know, middle class kid, didn't have it all, you know, but I like helping out. I like dealing with the youth. I think that, you know, there's so many opportunities with technology and their access to resources. And, you know, I tell my cousin, he's going to freshman at Kansas State this year. I tell him all the time, I say, man, you're only accessing 10% of the internet. There's so much more out there that you can dive into. And they just need a little bit of nudge. I mean, they're young men and women. They're not going to do a lot of things independently. I just like to help these young men and women out. I like the young energy. I like that enthusiasm and that motivation, you know, that go-getting attitude that, you know, seems to kind of leave a lot of us as we get older. But I like helping the youth and just, you know, maximizing their ability so they can get where they want to be. There's, you know, they could be doing a lot of other things out here than being involved in sports and doing productive things. So if I can come in and maybe be a piece or kind of be a somewhat of a catalyst to help them kind of reach that next level, you know, I get joy out of that, man. I love seeing these young kids develop and mature and progress and do better. You know, I just wanted to see them do better than I did and avoid some of the pitfalls, some of the things that I didn't capitalize on, and just kind of, you know, help the next two guys out behind me. You know, I guess to sum it up, you know, I'm getting up in years. Nobody's getting younger. And so these guys are going to be running the show. Okay. They're going to be throwing the parties here pretty soon. I just want to invite, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. On his website, again, the number three natural. And I think it's really important that you go to this number3naturalbionutrition.com. And when you look at the history of the company, the line that I have just underlined about 14 times is, Trey says this: although training is important, he believes that good nutrition is as important, if not more important, for optimal development, performance, and health. And I think that's a really important line. You know, where as coaches, we're always talking about, you know, getting fit and getting in the weight room and working with the strength and conditioning coach. I don't know if we don't, at least I didn't, spend enough time on the nutritional side of it. I can tell you this, that if I was coaching, if I had not retired and I was back at Martin Luther next year, we would be reaching out to Trey to say, hey, look, help us with this part of what we're doing, because I don't know if we're, you know, we haven't done enough history, have not gotten the degrees that you have. Certainly, as a certified nutritionist, you understand this, and you're keeping an eye on everything that's good and the kind of supplements that people should be using, things like that. Trey, before we get to a break, you must have to do a lot of research, because this industry that you've chosen, it changes a lot, correct?
Correct. There's always new trends, new data coming into play. You know, I like to stick to more or less, I guess, the fundamentals as far as just good, solid nutrition practices, healthy lifestyle protocols, you know, timely eating, correct portions, nutrient-dense foods, you know, proper hydration. And for the age these young men and women are at, these are the habits that I want to develop right now, as opposed to, hey, let's count calories, let's carb cycle. I want to develop these good foundational habits, because these are going to stay with them into their adult years, past their time they're playing sports, past when their sports career over, they're still going to have these habits in place. So, you know, just being aware of what's going on is definitely, you know, one of the things that I take pride in, and kind of staying abreast of the trends. But, you know, I like to stay right around, you know, just the solid nutritional practices, and have a little bit of creativity within those different things, you know, and do some different things. But it's really just kind of putting together good nutritional habits and getting those good foundations down. And then we can build upon that and get more detailed and kind of more specific once we get those habits in place.
Hey, Trey, really quickly, because we have to get to a break. You work with individuals, you work with teams, and you work with businesses, correct?
That's correct.
So if you're listening to us right now, you have some interest in reaching out to Trey to find out a little bit more about, you know, what they do, what they offer, how he can get involved with either you individually, your family, your team, or your business. 3NaturalBioNutrition is the website. There's a contact page. You can just send your name, email, the subject, and the message that you want to send, and Trey will get back to you. Trust me, he's really good at that. He'll get back to you and have that conversation with you. And again, the fact that he's out in Sherman Oaks, California, it doesn't matter. Everything now is online, and he can help you with a lot of the different questions that you have. Again, if you're an individual, a team, or a business, the website is 3NaturalBioNutrition.com. 3NaturalBioNutrition.com. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. I'm Mike McGivern, our guest. Last couple of segments, he's a good one. I'm going to have him back in a couple of months if he's willing to get up this early in California, because we're not going to get to everything that I wanted to get to. He is Trey Triplett. He's a certified nutritionist. He's the founder of a company called 3NaturalBioNutrition. Go to his website, 3NaturalBioNutrition.com, or if you want to pick up his book, you can go to smashwords.com. It's a 123 performance nutrition program on sale right now for $11.99. They'll send it out, and it's got a lot of great information. Hey, Trey, if there's a team or a parent that gets a hold of you here from the Milwaukee area, can we talk a little bit about the process of how they would start to work with you?
Yeah, definitely. So what we do is initially, I like to have a conversation with the young man or a woman, and also the parents or somebody in the household. That way we can create a sense of kind of community, and that way as well as somebody in the household can hold them accountable and actually know kind of what the general direction and structure as far as what we're going to do. From that point on, I would just, you know, I like to get to know the young man or young woman. I want to know what their goals are, you know, where they see sports playing in their life, okay? What has been their previous experience with nutrition as far as what they're doing. Then from then and that point on, we have a quick conversation. Usually lasts about 15 or so minutes, and I just want to know what the do's and don'ts, what you like and what you don't like. There's no wrong answer. So if there's something, say, hey, man, I'm not eating broccoli. Hey, man, that's fine. I just need that transparency. Let me know what you're not going to do and what you are going to do so that we can have realistic expectations and really put a program together that's going to be sustainable for you and enjoyable. That's where my value and comes in, is I'm able to personalize the approach and find a way to make it convenient and sustainable for everybody involved. There's no one size fits all. Everybody's different, and we can tailor the program specifically to that individual. And so from that point on, I just want to know, hey, you know, what are you drinking currently for water? I want to know know about your training schedule. What's your daily schedule look like as far as what you're currently eating? Because I like to identify some carbs that we can throw into the mix. What veggies and fruits do you like and don't you like? And then from there on, we start off in the first phase of the program is what I call quantity control. Okay, I'm not going to have anybody counting carbs or being specific about how much they're eating until we can get a good foundation and really just get some making sure that every opportunity that is available for them to consume a meal, they have the best choices possible in front of them to make the best possible decision. Okay, so that's just going to involve, okay, how do we set our plate up? What should our plate look like? You know, it should consist of healthy fats, complex carbs, proteins, you know, fruits, different things like that. We should be eating a certain number of times a day. We should be drinking a certain amount of water. And all this is going to be personalized. So I have a kind of a formula or a spreadsheet that I use to calculate all these different things. You know, if we're trying to gain weight, which is the majority of young men and women, then we may need to look at a certain type of protein, like casein protein. And from there, we just keep it simple. Okay, I got a rule with these young men and women. 70% nutrition, 30% fun. I understand these young men and women. I have to keep this fun. I have to keep this more so kind of lighthearted in a sense. And 30% is going to be fun. Okay. So, for example, we have some kind of kickers in place or thresholds in place. Over a week's time, if somebody gains over 1.25 pounds, that kicks in a cheat meal. Have whatever you want. I don't care if it's fried chicken and M&Ms. Make yourself happy. Okay. You've earned it. We got to keep this. I have to keep it fun to a certain extent. But it's more or less quality control so that we can make sure that they have the right kind of resources around them. Then from that point in time, once we can move on from that and everybody's comfortable, then we'll move on to things like portion control and kind of some of the nuances and specifics as far as what we have going on later down the line, and maybe look at branching out to different types of vegetables and so forth. Men, they'll set up. I have a mobile app that I use as well because I know these young men and women are not checking email, okay? So I have a mobile app that they can utilize. They can, all their program materials and everything that I lay out for them will be available on this mobile app. They can submit meals to me. I can take a look at them and give them feedback. They can submit their weight. I like to do kind of weight checks once a week to kind of see where we're trending and kind of be proactive and get ahead of things. And then that point in time, we'll just kind of continue to, on the fly, kind of develop healthy habits and kind of refine some things, realign some things. And my whole goal here is not to reinvent the wheel. I understand that I'm a new person coming into their life. So me having a kind of taking on a dictator role and saying, hey, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're not going to do that, you're going to eat this, you're not going to eat that, that's not going to last long at all. Not going to last long at all.
Nope.
So I'm trying to more make the wheel go faster instead of reinventing the wheel. So I like to take in place whatever we can use and whatever they're doing and just modify that and do it at a higher level. And that's why one of my big things is quality over quantity. I'd rather having you do less of a higher quality, you know, thing than doing more of a subpar quality thing. And just emphasizing good quality, good nutrition, nutrient-dense foods, and just kind of building those habits step by step. You know, just like when you go into fall camp, whatever sport you play, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, you don't put the whole playbook in 1 week.
You phase it in.
We're gonna install stuff in on a daily basis, weekly basis. And that's the same approach that we take. We're gonna install things in on a gradual, progressive basis.
He is Trey Triplett. Trey, we got to get you back on. I've got about 50 more questions. When you go to that website, 3naturalbionutrition.com, go to the services, give you an idea of all the things that Trey and his company does. Former LSU Division I football player, and he's going to be on this. He's going to be on a few of my shows. He is as good a guest as you're going to find. Again, Trey Triplett, certified nutritionist, 3naturalbionutrition. Trey, thanks a lot. Really appreciate your day.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Yeah, look forward to talking to you again.
Let's get you a break. All right, we'll get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll get to the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.